Hi, my name's Jakub.
And my name's Snake.
And you are listening to the Uncut Gems bonus tie-in episode for March 2022. And today we are also joined by Cordero Mesnerich. So how are you, Cordero?
Oh, I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And by the way, like, while we're at it, you might as well just tell us a little bit of about yourself. Like, why should we care about what you think about movies? I don't know how to phrase this. Like, what made you come here? I don't know.
I'm a good friend of Niccolo, and we enjoy talking about movies. I have aspirations of, you know, screenwriting and writing and filmmaking, so that's kind of where we kind of mesh together.
Yeah.
But really, I have things working that I'm working on, but I have nothing concrete. So I'm just a guy on Letterboxd as far as you guys. I'm the stranger on the street, just
you don't running know how to play to the game. You. You're a Letterboxd personality. That's what you are.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could call myself that. I'm just a guy who uses it.
Well, aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Right.
Anyway, okay, first of all, thanks for subscribing to our Patreon. Because as you may or may not know, this is a Patreon bonus episode. So if you're listening to us through our Patreon, thank you very much for subscribing and for supporting our cause, whatever this cause is. And if you're not, if you're listening to this sort of free teaser on our main show, let's just call it the stream or the RSS feed, I don't know, then if you want to listen to the entire episode, head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/uncutgemspot. $3 a month unlocks everything. And there's already, I think, like 7 podcasts in there. So, and there's going to be more. And then, yeah. Ooh, so
good stuff. Good stuff all around.
Good stuff. Great talks about great movies. That's all I, and you know, and some not so great. But yeah. It's just, anyway. Okay. As you may or may not know, on our main show, we have decided to devote the month of March and just about spilling into April, I think. To talking about Brian De Palma movies that are a little bit more on the underrated side. So to tie into this series, which is titled 4 Decades of De Palma or De Palmarch for short, we decided to talk about the De Palma movie that is perhaps a bit more well known. However, we didn't go far for the sort of obvious picks like The Untouchables or Scarface. Though I can only expect we'll end up talking about them at some point in the future. And ooh, we chose, yeah. I know. Like, we'll have to find a reason to talk about Scarface. I don't know. Yeah.
It's too long. So long.
No, it's great. Well, what do you want? Scarface is amazing.
Nicole's got these controversial opinions on Scarface. I actually did want to talk to you about this at some point.
You don't like Scarface?
We'll get to it. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Not today.
Hot takes. All right, like, we haven't.
I'm starting already, man.
This is how it's going to turn out into a six-hour recording. Anyway, so we chose to talk about a movie that used to be underrated and has since reemerged as a timeless classic, partly thanks to people like Quentin Tarantino fighting its corner. So today we're talking about De Palma's, De Palma's 1981 outing titled Blowout.
That's what I heard just before the tire blew out. You're right, it was a shot. You took this to the police, huh?
Yes, I took it to the police. I gave them a copy, they sent it to the lab, and then it came out blank, so somebody's erased it.
Are you sure?
I transferred it myself, I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes.
Okay, calm down. Now the sound is very clear. It's the picture that's a little fuzzy.
Shit. Nobody believe it. They'd say I made it up in a lab, and they'd be right. Well, who's ever in on this thing has contacts with the police because they want McRyan to sink without a trace. They don't want to hear about my gunshot.
Gene, what are you going to do?
What?
What are you going to do?
What do you mean, what am I going to do? What are we going to do?
What do I have to do with this?
Oh, you cut this shit, Sally. I know what you were doing in that car.
Written and directed by Brian De Palma, Blowout stars John Travolta, Nancy Allen, John Lithgow, and a few other people in a flashy, paranoid thriller about a sound engineer, Jack, who works in film production. One night, while recording Foley sound bites, I suppose, accidentally witnesses and records a car accident in which a presidential candidate dies. However, Jack is able to rescue the passenger, Sally, and soon the two find themselves in peril as it turns out what seemed to be a car accident, just a blowout, I suppose, may have been a deliberate assassination attempt, and a professional contract killer is sent to take care of the witnesses. So, Apparently, the idea for Blowout came to De Palma while he was working on Dressed to Kill, which we'll talk about soon enough on our main show, so stick around for that. He initially wanted to get Al Pacino for the lead role, but eventually cast John Travolta, who also convinced him to get Nancy Allen to play opposite of him, which was, by the way, a bit of a reunion because the two were in Carrie as well, in case you don't know. Anyway, De Palma was given $9 million to make the movies, which was a bit of, he considered this quite a lot of money, so I suppose he spent it well. And once completed, another $9 went into the marketing, so there was a bit of a financial gamble kind of riding on this movie. And sadly, despite great critical reception, including like 4 stars from Ebert, Blowout failed at the box office, presumably because of its bleak tone and ending, which we'll get to, I suppose. However, as I mentioned just a minute ago, it has been since reappraised, and now it is not only considered a cult classic, but an outright masterpiece in De Palma's catalog. So this brings us to Here and Now, which means, what do you think about Blowout? Is it a cult classic, a failure, or maybe a timeless masterclass in filmmaking? What is your take on Blowout? So how about the tradition dictates, we'll start with our esteemed guest. So Cordero, how about you tell us what you think about Blowout?
Huh. Well, Blood is really it's a unique movie, and I love it mainly because of the way I think I saw it the first time. I mean, it's a great film on its merits, but when I watched it, I watched it on Prime with some friends, and we didn't know what we were really getting into. We watched the trailer for it, and on Prime at the time, the trailer would be the first like minute of the movie or 2 minutes of the movie. So it's that fake out opening. So, you know, this is what I assume the movie is going to be, and this is what we all assume the movie is going to be. And we decide, yeah, let's go for it. This seems like a fun time. So yeah, like 3 or 4 minutes into the movie, we're just like, what the hell is going on? And I think after that, it really like it was a nail biter. We were all so interested in what that movie was going to do. And I mean, it takes its time with its setup, but it's really meticulous in how it explores, like, I guess, the journey. And it's just a lot of fun, and we all appreciated, you know, sound. We were all really interested in filmmaking, and we love the use of sound, and which is a big, you know, focal point of the movie. So I don't know, that was just something that really we all just enjoyed, and it was just like this dark, weird kind of journey, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I've seen a few movies that are like it, but at the time, I really hadn't seen anything quite like Blowout. And yeah, it just was awesome. Really good time.
Fabulous. What an opening take. Okay, dude. Nick, tell me, why do you hate Blowout?
Blowout is a horrible film, terribly and overrated, from hack director Brian De Palma.
Better or worse than Sunset Boulevard?
Worse, because Sunset Boulevard sucks, but at least it's older, so it's better. jokes aside, just Blowout is amazing. I watched it a few years ago and I liked it, but I didn't connect with it up until the ending. The ending really sold it to me. And revisiting it now, it just clicked from beginning to end. Kind of like for the reasons you mentioned, Cordero, it's engaging, it's thrilling, it's different. It manages to feel fresh even to this day. Personally, I don't consider it the best film that De Palma has made, because there's just 2 or 3 scenes where I kind of like, this go on for a bit too long. It just kind of almost starts to lose me a little bit, but it manages to pick me up right again. Formally, it's beautifully made. So many lovely split diopter shots, some of the best in his entire filmography. It's just bleak. We don't have enough movies that are just fucking bleak. Like, get at the end, you're just depressed. And it's like, no, things could have ended so much better.
It's such beautiful depression, too. It's such gorgeous scene to be sad at.
Yeah,
you wallow in the misery and the horror of that final scream. But we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Yeah, it's, you know, I suppose studio people will say, like, I don't think this counts as entertainment.
Pretty much, Jakub. What are your thoughts?
What do I think about Blowout? I saw it a few years ago for the first time. And this is my second time watching it. And this was one of those sort of situations, because, okay, a little bit of a personal tangent. Sometimes I'll find a film like either on Mubi or Prime or whatever. I'll watch it and I'll think, well, this is great. I want to buy it on Blu-ray. And I'll buy it on Blu-ray and with the express knowledge that I'll probably never watch it again. Because it's kind of like, I've seen it. Like I literally bought it the next day after I saw it.
Wow.
So it's just like, I'm pretty sure like this is going to wait a while, right? So it was just like, this is great. This is a great opportunity to take this Blu-ray off the shelf and watch it. And by the way, the transfer is just pristine on this. Oh my God, goodness. Like Arrow's just beautiful Blu-rays they make. And I'll just put it that way. I think this is my favorite De Palma film. I think I'm ready to say this. Because like, for me, like Scarface is up there. Like Mission Impossible is up there. Like this Body Doubles is up there. Like it's just, he makes great films for me. But holy shit, this movie transports me. This, like, I sat down yesterday, and for me, like, a good game.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month, you'll get access to this podcast alongside many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our regular show, like this one, themed retrospectives, and marathons. Help us out by subscribing and listen to our conversations over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod.